Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the America's Got Talent AfterBuzz After Show, Season 13, Episode 12. Tonight, we're going to talk about some of our favorite performances, some performances that had a bad day, and the wild cards. Stay tuned.
AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is your jam, yeah?
It is my jam. They used to play the song, like, I believe it was, like, the end of American Idol when, like, somebody would get voted off, remember?
Oh, that's right,
and
yeah.
I was like, that's such a sad song to play. You had a bad day, really?
Right, right.
There we go, there's the chorus. But bad days, bad days.
Yep. Alrighty, guys, well, let's go ahead and get started here. Once again, I am your host, Sean Paul Payton, and to my side we have...
I'm Joseph Shepard. Justine had a lovely... she's not here right now. Yep. She was actually on the America's Got Talent red carpet, so she'll be having some great stuff from you, for you guys. Some interviews with the host and the talent, and that will be coming up soon. So,
yeah, shout out to Justine. We love you. We're so glad that you're out there doing your thing and getting some of that live footage, so... So, yeah, I guess we better start with our overall thoughts. Joseph?
What can I say? Was it the best episode? No. Was it the worst episode? Yes. Hmm. That I was not impressed, guys. I thought that this was a very, very weak episode. Mm-hmm. And for these people to be in the quarterfinals, what was this? What was it?
Yeah, I... Now, you know me, I usually try to stay on a pretty positive
note. You're trying to, like, you're always, like, the ray of sunshine that, like, tries to come through, and I'm like, nope, let's make it a little darker.
I think, yeah, man, for some reason, this episode wasn't catching me. Like, there were other episodes in this season that I liked way more than tonight. I think part of it was, I think that just overall, a lot of the song choices just didn't really strike me tonight.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump in, and then we can start going over all this, because I have so many opinions.
Well, let's go ahead and start off on a good note with our favorites. I'm going to go ahead and start this off here, because I had quite a few.
Good, because I think I had two. I don't even... Go with your favorites, and I'll give you my opinion. That's what you got to get.
That's perfect. That's awesome. Oh, and YouTubers, definitely comment, like, comment, and subscribe. Just say whatever's on your heart, what you liked, what you didn't like about tonight's episode, and even this after show. And so let's start off with Diablo. This is one of the guys that I've always liked. I've always liked the visual effects that he puts on with his show. Tonight, it kind of made me just think of 4th of July, like all the lights and everything that's going around in the background. And I liked what Simon said about how, you know, in and of itself, it would just be a yo-yo. And how do you make that look interesting? Well, the way he was combining it with the effects in the background, and I like how he was kind of taking the universe and then turning it around another way and then stopping it and flipping it upside down. I thought that was pretty creative, and I really liked the visual impact of that. Joseph, your thoughts?
Oh, okay. I said this the last time. I said it the time before. Mm. I need him to come out with more people. I need something else. The one person doing this thing with just background changes is not enough for me. Yeah. At the end of the day, the slow-mo was cool and the sparks at the end was cool.
Right. That was a nice little step up.
Yes, it was a step up. However, if you notice, all of his slow-mo stuff was literally him just holding the string with the thing on it and moving it slowly. There wasn't really any talent in that part. Mm. It did look visually cool. However, like I keep saying, I need more. I need there to be more Diablo people around him. I need something bigger. And you've done the same thing for the past two shows, so it was a no for me.
Yeah, so I guess probably to add to your point a little bit, I guess without the visuals, it just wouldn't be anything at all, right?
Yeah. And the visuals are great. Like, in all honesty, the visuals are great. But I need another layer. There needs to be something else there. Because I'm not going to go and sit in a one-hour, one-and-a-half-hour Vegas show and watch that for an hour and a half. Hmm. There needs to be some other umph and some other factor into it.
That, you know, that you just made me think there. Because I was thinking I would pay to see this if it were, like, I don't know, 5 to 15 minutes. Yeah. But for an hour, that's really pushing it.
That's why I'm saying, like, if you start off with, like, him and then it ends up being, like, a two-person thing for the next song, uh-huh. then it could end up being, like kind of out of the core, like, you know, the Angel City Chorale, like, so many people. It could be, like, a buttload of people. There's so many things that, I mean, I don't know it. I'm not a Diablo artist. But, right. I mean, there's so many things that I feel like could go.
Okay, let's talk about Angel City Chorale because I didn't actually have them listed as one of my favorites. What did you think?
Angel City Chorale, I think, is a very talented... Do you say a chorus? A choral?
Chorale? Chorale, yes.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Choir? What's the difference between a choir and a chorale?
I really haven't done my research on that, even though I've been in a choir.
Well, okay, I guess we'll figure it out one day.
Well, comment YouTubers, in the comments section. Definitely let me know. Let us know.
I thought...
Fail. Right? Hashtag fail.
I did
haters,
not...
please comment on how we just failed right there.
Big fail. I did not like the song. I'm sick of This Is Me. I'm sick of The Greatest Showman. I've heard this song so many times.
I agree. I don't like hearing that song anymore just because it's overdone. It's overkill at this point.
It really is an overdone song. And I understand it's about empowerment. And I understand that it's about, you know, overcoming things and all this stuff. But I've heard it so many times. People are singing it on all these audition shows. Uh-huh. The little kid choir sang it as their first one.
That was something that you brought up that was very interesting. Why would they choose a song that had already been sung earlier in the season? Seemed like a bad song choice, but then I started to wonder, well, were they completely in charge of their song choice and all that good stuff?
I mean, you're always given a list of songs which you can choose from pending clearance, so I know that they weren't just given one song.
Right.
So they probably had a few choices, and they altogether chose that. But if you notice, too, like the background stories that they had for the three individuals they had were very overcoming boundaries type things.
That is true. So I guess that did align with the – with. What did you think about that preview, too, of leading up to them? Do you feel like some of the previews tonight were overdramatic?
Yeah, they were very overdramatic. Yeah. All of them were overdramatic. Yeah. But, like, it's saying, like, as America's Got Stories, where was the talent? Because the talent was not in this episode. Who else did you like?
I definitely liked We Three. That was one of my favorites. I just... It's purely because it's the kind of music that I like.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with me going to church, and especially when I was in college, I would go to, like, H2O and It was something in Ohio that was pretty cool, and that's the kind of music that I was used to hearing at church. Mm-hmm. So I don't recall. Are they like a church group?
I do not believe so. I just believe that I haven't heard any religious factor to them yet.
Yeah.
I thought that their song – I love that they keep doing original songs. I do like that.
Yeah, that's what helps with them.
Yes, and it is really good songs. Mm-hmm. However, I do not really feel like there was a bridge and a chorus in the song that made me remember the song.
Hmm.
Like, you know, some of these people, I don't remember the name of the song, actually. Yeah, some of these people have original songs, and I'll remember what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, remember it afterwards. But I feel like this one fell a little flat on that, like to Simon's point, when Simon's going on about that. But they were one of the best of the night, clearly.
Yeah. Okay, great. Flaje. I really, really enjoyed... To be honest, with her performance... I threw the pen for this one. I liked what she did in the preview better than the live.
I did, too. I honestly loved that. I think this girl has so much talent in her to be able to write these originals and to be able to have this flow. It's so sick to me. Like... in a good way. But I literally am like, you're 14 years old, and you are throwing out these... The lyrics just get me every single time.
Right.
And I'm always drawn into her. I feel like the reason why I was not a fan of her performance that much tonight was because she was running around too much and getting out of breath.
She was towards the end.
She was really trying to pump up the crowd and pump up the thing. I just feel like you could have had one or two of those moments and own the stage... and use your voice, and don't run out of air.
Right.
You can't run out of air.
That's a killer.
Because when you start running out of air, it starts sounding bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of what messed her up. Will she go through? She'll go through.
Yeah. There was something else I wanted to say. Oh, now, with that song, I do agree what Mel B said, that she needs to stay a little bit harder. Because
The chorus was good. I mean, I will say, like, the chorus, it was a very, like, kind of like an Eminem with a Rihanna in it. It very, right? it very was true. Like, yeah. you know... I think maybe her next step is, yeah, she's a great female rapper, but mm-hmm. who's going to be the vocalist on her stuff?
Yeah.
Because, you know, in this time and age, you know, Cardi B's on everything, but she's also collabing. Nicki's always on a collab. Like, these people... So, I mean, and I did hear a voice there, so maybe she can sing.
Yeah.
But maybe she just needs to stay a little more put.
Right, right. I agree with that. That's... You know, we're seeing eye to eye here.
Well, we may not be seeing eye to eye just on this. Were you a fan of the junior new system?
Junior new system.
The dancers with the heels. Were you a fan of that?
No, not so much tonight, because it felt like everything I had seen, I had already seen. Nothing felt new to me, and it didn't stand out to me. It didn't stand out.
Okay, I'm about to say something, and you guys can attack me in the comments however you want to.
Uh-huh.
Rule number one for dancing, always for me, never lip sync the song if you're just a dancer. I do not like seeing people move their lips when you're dancing. It doesn't. I don't like it. It takes away. If one of you is moving your lips and three of you aren't, why? Huh. If three of you are moving your lips, other ones aren't, no, why?
Yeah.
Another thing I didn't like. When they put the heels on, they changed to a feminine song,
mm-hmm.
which I...
Too cliche?
Too cliche, and it also irked me a little bit.
Mm.
Also, all their movements became very, very feminine in a way of right. like... I'm a gay guy. Like, I'm about to get to a point. but their movements became very, very, very feminine, and mm-hmm. it, like, took away from me this element. These guys are wearing these heels. Why do you need to... make everything very, very feminine when you put the heels on.
Right.
If you're a dancer and your dance is hip-hop dance or that your specialty is this, why are you making everything more flamboyant True. And feminine?
Yeah, because women, so, they dance in heels all the time to yeah. crumping and yeah. all kinds of crazy.
So I didn't understand that. And then the one guy goes and spins around and he does a death drop. To me,
was a little...
Yeah, the turn was bad, but he did a death drop. And death drop is... Yeah, death drops originated during... basically, when voguing came around back in ball culture, back in the 80s, back in the 90s, that became very, very big. And it was voguing and death drops. And to me, it was kind of like, I don't know if any of these guys are gay or, you know, straight what their sexual orientation is, but it's kind of like taking something from a culture, using it to your advantage, and then, you know, profiting off of it,
yeah.
which is like a little bit of cultural appropriation. But like, I mean, that was my opinion. I just feel like if you were to put the heels on, use it for your benefit. Don't use it as in I'm now gonna become very, very overly flamboyant and feminine, because right. at the end of the day, that's not what you guys are.
Yeah,
so that's how I feel.
That I dude, I couldn't put it any better. That's it, straight up. So Vicky, pretty cool. I don't think it was the best of the night.
No.
I did get a couple of laughs in.
Yeah.
A couple chuckles. She's somebody that I'm kind of just rooting for just because I like her.
Yeah.
You know?
Her personality is really great. I mm-hmm. think she'd be great on the sitcom.
Yeah.
Like how they said they made the fact about like how like there's a hole in it because of Roseanne Barr.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I thought that she's very funny and very, very, very lovable. Lovable. she's very lovable. Like there's you can't not watch her and be happy when she like even if it was a bad performance, I would be happy just seeing her face. Like she just makes me laugh. Like, you know, even
and
if
the
it's
promo
bad
was jokes. I think that was my favorite promo. Hers.
Yeah, her promo was cute. Her promo was really cute. Was there anybody else that you were an absolute fan of?
Let's see. The very end, Courtney. Courtney, I wouldn't... You know what's funny? My girlfriend is a big...
When did you get a girlfriend?
It happens. You know, it's cool. It's fun.
What up, boo?
It's Janis Joplin. Courtney is a very good... She really embodies that style, and it's funny because I feel like right now we don't have anyone like that.
Yes, her audition was great. I do not know what this was.
Yeah.
If I had to hear a bad James Brown scream one more time, it was just like, I'm like, no, I don't want to hear you screaming. Sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can add some screams in, but make sure your screams actually like, can stand your voice and like you're actually in the moment. I feel like it was too screamy for me.
You know,
very bad.
I feel like maybe both of us, that's not our type of... Would you listen to that type of music on the regular?
Not on the regular, but her first audition, I would listen to that. Like, okay. The first audition wasn't this, so I was just kind of confused.
Yeah, I see your point there. There was a lot more screen.
There wasn't room for her to be able to show off her vocal abilities. The mm-hmm. dancing and the stuff and her being in her element, she is who she is 100%. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't think the vocals were up to par. Hmm. Nope.
Well, I guess we'll go ahead and move on to...
More people we hate?
Who needs the most work? So, Human Fountains made an appearance again.
Oh, let's save the wild card.
Yeah.
Let's just save for a second.
Okay, okay.
Save for a second.
We'll come back to that.
Pat.
Dance. You want to go first, Joseph?
First of all, I didn't know that this was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They pick up 4 envelopes mm-hmm. that are not gold, by the way. They look silver to me.
Yeah.
And then they go and give them to a guy in a blue fur coat. And he ends up throwing them and putting one in his pocket. And then I start slowly seeing resemblance that, oh, maybe this is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Because
yeah, the songs were kind of...
It took a while because the songs were not really... Like, Fergalicious doesn't make me think of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, yeah. I know the music video is about chocolate and stuff, but no. And then the one girl was wearing all purple, which I took her as Violet Golgard, whatever her name is. Uh-huh. The one who turned into Blueberry, or all blue, whatever. But it was not good. You're just watching a high school dance team. That's all it is at the end of the day.
It did feel like it wasn't on the level of the live shows.
No,
they still gotta work on some things.
Guys.
But the incongruency of like the story just didn't mesh up with like the dancing, and something was just off. Didn't Mel B or somebody say that something just felt a little off?
Yeah, Simon and Mel B both said something felt off. And yeah. I mean, it's like Melinda Hale said when we had her on here, there's giving people false hope, and we have given them false hope.
Uh-huh.
It was false hope.
Yeah, they just got to clean it up and get some consistency within the whole performance, some congruency.
It's just, to me, it's not a talent. I'm sorry. To me, it's not a talent.
Because they were dancing and acting, basically.
Yeah, it's just a bad high school play. Like, yeah. It's not good. At the end of the day, it wasn't good, but... I'm going to get so much hate, guys.
Well, guys, if you disagree with us, definitely let us know in the comments on who you think should be, you know, treated a little bit better, just out of all these opinions. And by the way, tomorrow you have a chance to go ahead and vote before 7 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better go ahead and get those opinions out there quick. But one thing that we do want to say, because we do appreciate you guys being out there, we just want to let you know a couple of things here, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So, hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thank you for all your comments and for watching us, too.
Mm-hmm. And let's continue with a couple more acts here.
That girl singing What About Us by Pink? No.
It was Amanda, right?
Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda, you have an amazing voice. That was the wrong song choice to choose.
Right, right. Very good voice, and I agree
It all comes down to these song choices. And mm-hmm. in all honesty, you can have the most amazing voice. You can have a great voice. But if you cannot showcase that voice in a song, don't do it.
Right.
It's like when you go to karaoke. Like, you know, you're doing a karaoke song. You have your 3 to 4 songs that you're probably going to choose every single time when you go to karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to go karaoke and sing Baby One More Time by Britney Spears? No, I'm not going to do it because I'm going to sound bad. Like, at the end of the day...
Dude, that
like,
doesn't stop some people.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're kind of like, you need to figure out what sounds good. And if it's taken... If it's these kids taking this thing and, like, actually recording themselves practicing and showing it to their mom, their dad, and being like, be honest with me. I want this $1 million. Is this doable?
Right.
I mean, you just need some modesty around you.
Hmm.
Ba-ba.
All right. Let's see. We already...
Lord Nil. Did you like Lord Nil? The guy who put his wife, fiance, lady, and the...
This is where the preview movie just really kind of just... that irked me enough to where I just wasn't enjoying the performance as much. And what I happened? Hate to say, it was just like the preview was just too much. It was way too overdramatic. And I get it, but I don't know. I guess, again, this is one of these acts where the previous performances seemed more interesting to me than this one.
Yeah.
Scorpions was still the best one. When the scorpions were coming down on his head, yeah, that got me. I could barely look away.
The whole thing, I don't like seeing people in dunk tanks, or not dunk tanks, but in water, like, because that makes you feel weird on the inside.
Yeah.
But the weirdest part about this was Tyra narrating it at the very first, and she was like, Lord Neil will have chains around his arms and have to, I was like, you should have got somebody to be like that like set the tone. Generic... It sets the tone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
like a generic announcer guy should have been on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or somebody that like fits the description, because Tyra messing up a few lines or flubbing a few lines is taking away from, like, you want to be involved in that. Like, if you're seeing a magic show, if you're seeing David Copperfield, if you're seeing this and that, you want to be all involved in this. And I feel like that kind of led me away. And there were so many steps, too, that it became complicated. Like, he had to unlock the lock to end up pushing the button to end up setting her free before she hit the snakes. But then she had a random thing that she had to hand to him so he can undo his lock. However,
and
she could
easily...
And then she dropped it. But she could have easily undid him. But then it's like, there were just too many steps.
Yeah,
it was like,
I see what you mean.
Yeah,
let's see. Have we covered everybody? Because I know
everybody but Shen Lam.
Oh, okay.
The magic cards,
man, dude. I love him. I loved it, and just the music was right, and just his movements, his whole demeanor is just nice and smooth. He was moving those cars all smooth and stuff. I was really intrigued by the black table. It almost felt like. There's something kind of, there's something in, I don't know what to say about that black table.
It's like, good, because I feel the same way.
Oh, okay.
Well, I get mad at the black table because it's not a black table. Uh-huh. It is a brown table with a black rectangle over it that he does all of his stuff on. Uh-huh. If it was a full black table, it would be different.
Uh-huh.
I'm believing that there is something in this that is a wipe away or something's happening to where this fabric or whatever it's doing is doing something to these cards.
Mm.
Also, if you notice, he held up cards and he did something in there, but I could see, I mean, I may be crazy, I'm gonna go rewatch this on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It looked like there was a black sheet right behind it.
Huh.
So
when he held up the card.
When he held up the cards and something changed, or he, like, I don't know what he did. Cannot remember. You guys can comment below. But he did something in the back, and literally it looked like there was like a black fold of a sheet. So to me, it felt kind of like this black fabric, whatever it is, is doing these things for him.
Yeah.
And I do believe with, who said the, somebody mentioned to him to not to go away from cards. I think it was Simon.
Oh, yeah, Simon.
I would love to see him go away from cards, just for once.
Wow.
I think he's great at what he does. I think that the quickness of it, no matter what, the quickness of it and how close they are to his hands is great and wonderful.
Right.
But it's that black thing again. And I'm like, what is it?
That's so interesting, because, you know, I just now thought of that. Like while I was watching, I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. All the cards are changing. And then he does the funny little stuff with the flag, and then America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
I liked him writing the little messages to America.
But it's but I mean, what if it was a red? Like, what if it was a different color? What if it was green?
Yeah.
Would it be the same effect? Like, is the black like,
you can't see
hiding
all
stuff?
That
yeah.
Stuff. Man, that's something.
I also want to know what it looks like from this angle.
Right.
Like,
what
I
want to
see. Sorry. From this angle. Like, what is you seeing when you're looking straight on?
Yeah.
If I'm not looking above, what are you seeing from straight on?
I bet they had TVs up to where they were showing it from that same perspective to the audience.
Yeah. But I want to know straight on, because I feel like if it's straight on, you might be able to see some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Who knows? Well, let's go ahead and talk about wild cards. Who would you bring back if there's anyone in this? Is there anyone in this season that you would bring back to perform that got eliminated?
Not the human fountain guys that they brought back. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I think that what was it, 2 episodes ago when a lot of people were let go that we thought probably should have gone through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I still am kind of disappointed that, I think his name was like, was it Sergio?
Sergi?
Yeah.
And Sasha? Sergio and...
Yeah, them. Did they go through?
Sergio and Sasha, they got eliminated by Yumble Dump. The guys that bumped their bellies together and they're like, feel so good. They beat Sergey and Sasha.
I think that there have been a few acts that, like, the more acrobatic acts have gotten let go that I think probably should have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring back the human water fountains is just, like, another, like, stunt. And it was just kind of, I don't know, it was kind of sickening to me. I don't want to see you.
The freaking ketchup and the mustard in the mouth and they spit it.
I just want to know. I really want to know. Everybody, if you comment one thing, this is what I need to know. Does anybody actually want to watch this? Everybody, I feel, like, wants to turn their head away and it's like, oh, that's gross. Do you actually want to watch this? Like, are there people who, like, find a thrill out of this? I want to know. Like, I need to know if anybody...
Are people that get excited about this?
I mean, I don't know.
This could get into a whole nother genre of performance.
I mean, he's ASMR right now. But I just really need to know if people actually like this, or is it just something that you're, like, disgusted by?
Yeah.
Because it's just a freak factor to me. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you've seen it once, you've seen it twice, you've seen it 3 times. It's the same thing at the end of the day.
Right. And they keep on, like, eating stuff out of each other's mouths.
Do you have any wild cards that you would want to bring back?
Definitely Sergey and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that they got eliminated because I do remember a YouTube commenter. I wish I could remember the name, but they did say, though, that I think it's a lot of the comedy factor for why a Yumble Dump just moved on, and that's basically it. You know, just the comedy there and the replayability of their performances.
It also is, I think it's the judges looking at what is going to be the different acts in these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2 episodes when they got rid of a lot of singers, it became, they still need the variety in these episodes. You can't have the finals be 8 singers because it's not American Idol.
Right.
So you're going to have some comedic factor, something in there to make people like, that's going to be bad, but
you're
still
putting
it through.
Yeah, can't all get serious.
Exactly. So it's like, who was that? Who's the guy that they put through? The guy who, the singer guy, funny, always trying to hit on Simon.
Hans.
Yeah, Hans. It's like you just put him in there because you want to break up.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
that's what I think
that
it is.
That makes sense.
Kind of makes sense.
Very cool. Well, we are done with the wild cards here. Fan shout outs. I do want to shout out to Katz Perov because I saw a very nice comment that you made on one of our videos where you was talking about Glennis Grace and Amanda Cole, and you just really did a lot of research there, and that was very awesome to see that kind of comments. We always encourage those kinds of comments, any comments really, so thank you so much for that. And
I think we need to go into who is going to get eliminated tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Who do we think... okay.
Pick our 7?
I'm just going to go through this list right now.
All right. 1 through 12. Let's go.
Mochi, yes or no?
Yes, they stay.
I agree. Human Fountains.
No.
I agree. Angel City Corral.
They stay.
I can agree. Pack Dance Team.
Shoot. I meant to say Angel City Corral does not stay.
Okay.
And Pack does not either.
I agree. Amanda Manal.
Nope.
Junior New System.
Nope.
We Three.
Yes.
Lord Nil.
No.
Flage.
Yes.
Shen Lim.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
And Courtney Hadwin.
Yes.
All right.
Was that 7?
Diablo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and...
Did I not pick one? Let's see.
7.
We had Diablo, We Three, Flage,
yes,
Shen
6.
Lim,
so who's Vicky, your 7th?
We'll say Angel City Crow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
Well, I guess we're pretty much set then.
Pretty much set. We're pretty much done.
Yeah. So, guys, let us know who you think your favorite was on the show and who you think would really win this competition. I want to say out of this episode, it was going to be Shinlim. What about you?
Nobody. No, I'm waiting for these good. I feel like these next two are going to be really good.
Oh, dude, for sure. The next two episodes are
great.
Going to be better.
Talent. These next episodes, I'm really excited about that, and I'm excited about seeing what the actual finals will be. Like, I'm excited to see who's going to make it to the finals, because as far as I know, America could be slow in voting tonight, and we see some crazy people get through, and the human fountains get through, and then I'm going to be really mad.
crazy things have happened, so. Guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and you know, we won't be on tomorrow, but we will recap the results next Tuesday when we do our next episode here. And yeah, as always, you can find me at Sean Paul Payton on all social media.
You find me at Joseph A. Shepherd on all your social media platforms as well. Thank you guys so much for watching. Justine will be back next week, and hopefully we'll have some fun interviews from the contestants and the host. Bye, guys.
Yep, see ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.